This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Friday the 29th's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 359, down 2¾. December corn, 364¾, down 4½. March corn, 377¾, down 4½. September soybeans, 1089½, up 15¾. November soybeans, 1024¼, down 4½. January soybeans, 1032½, down 4. September wheat, 550¼, down 6¼. December wheat, 563½, down 8¼. March wheat, 582½, down 8¾. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents lower at $3.54 to $3.75. Soybean bids were down 5 to 14 cents at $11.29 to $12.16. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 at $3.45 to $3.79, while soybean bids were mostly 5 cents lower at $11.60 to $13.14. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 cents at $3.38 to $3.72, soybean bids 4 to 5 cents lower at $10.96 to $11.92, and the wheat bids 6 to 7 cents lower on Friday at $4.57 to $5.10. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were mixed, ranging from $12.04 to $13.39. Basis ended steady to 15 cents stronger, ranging from $1.80 to $3.15 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $5.69.50 to $6.19.50, with basis steady to $10 per ton lower at $1.30 to $1.80 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 2 to 3 cents at $3.89 to $4.05, with basis steady to 1 penny higher at $30 to $46 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 16 cents lower at $3.40 to $3.71, with basis down 1 to 13 cents, ranging from 19 under to 12 over September. Soybeans down 5 cents, ranging from $10.29 to $11.74, with basis unchanged on Friday at $5 to $1.50 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 8 cents lower at $3.59 to $3.82. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents, with quotations at $10.49 to $11.75. Soft red winter wheat down 6 to 7 cents at $5.02 to $5.03, and Milo ended the day 4 to 7 cents lower. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.27 to $3.35. New crop soybean bids range from $9.82 to $10.08. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.24 up to $3.40. New crop soybean bids at $9.78 to $10.09. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $3.25 up to $3.45. And the new crop soybean bids range from $9.89 up to $10.13. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, $155.90, up $1.25. October live cattle, $151.42, up $1.32. December live cattle, $153.95, up $1.25. September feeder cattle, $218.65, up $1.50. October feeder cattle, $216.72, up $1.95. November feeder cattle, $215.37, up $2.45. October lean hogs, $98.12, up $2.65. December lean hogs, $92, up $1.62. February lean hogs, $90.82, up $0.92. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Friday the 29th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 59 cents higher in the range of $85 to $93.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $91.05. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings headed into the holiday weekend. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 58 to 63, 4 to 5 weights, 62 to 67, 5 to 6 weights, 66 to 69, and 600 pounds and up, 68 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $62 to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,681 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 375 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they are 151.50 to 156. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 139.50 to 144. Choice slaughter heifers, 151 to 156. Now on over to the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 253 head. Choice slaughter steers were 149.75 to 157. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 142.75 to 146.25. And choice slaughter heifers were 152. Now on to the United Producers at Salem, Illinois, August feeder cattle special. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 257 to 280, five weights were 230 to 270, and six weights were 222.50 to 232.50. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, three weights, 240 to 243, four weights were 230 to 232, five weights were 182.50 to 220, and six weights were 197.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights were 275, four weights 235 to 252, five weights were 198 to 224, six weights 200 to 211, and seven weights 172.50 to 180. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 153 to 156, and on a dress basis 242 to 245. Heifers on a live basis traded at 154 to 157, and on a dress basis 243 to 245.25. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 257 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 101.72, that was $1.10 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 246.30, that was 58 cents lower, and select carcasses at 234.39, that was 88 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Year to date, that represents a 7% decrease. Hog slaughter was estimated at 330,000, that compared to 345,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. And that represents a 5.2 negative percent on a year to date basis. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.82. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.43. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.73. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.43. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $11.31. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.94. August beans delivered to Scottville, $11.20. September beans delivered to Scottville, $9.94. August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.67. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $3.82, corn at Scottville is $3.73, beans at Greenfield are $11.31, beans at Scottville are $11.20, and wheat at Scottville is $4.67. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Illinois. It's 18 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Every producer knows that during harvest, time is money. To better serve our producer customers, M&M Service Company is upgrading several of our strategically located grain elevators to facilitate faster truck unloading. We have multiple locations, giving you the flexibility to haul to the closest M&M Service location. Call M&M Service Company at 217-854-2099 or toll free at 855-769-5117 or visit our website at mmservice.com for all your grain marketing needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
Becoming partly cloudy today, high temperatures in the mid-80s and light west winds. For tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 80s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower Friday. Low temperatures from the low 70s to the mid-60s, high temperatures in the low 90s, falling to the upper 70s by Saturday. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, and our temperature 68 degrees. Rain totals overnight around the area, the Lang family of Coffeen, 1 2/10, 3 1/10 inches recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, 1 7/10 recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1 4/10 here at the Weather Center over the past 24 hours. And once again, cloudy skies, 68 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Seavers JCB sells a complete line of construction equipment. Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, sells the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB is the third largest maker of construction equipment in the world. Backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, compaction equipment, and the new generation side entry skid steers, the world's safest skid steer. JCB also offers ag equipment. Contact Seavers JCB in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, or Auburn, or go to SeaversJCB.com. And in Missouri, go to JCB of St. Louis at JCB of S.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Service Center in Louder, 217-435-9023.
Registration is open for the Fundamentals of Feed Manufacturing course. The program, sponsored by the American Feed Industry Association and Kansas State University, allows participants to gain a better understanding of the feed manufacturing process. The course was developed by the Feed Technology Group in KSU's Department of Grain Science and Industry. Topics include the process flow from particle size reduction to batching and mixing, conditioning and pelleting, boilers, post-pellet systems, packaging, lead-out, and maintenance. AFIA Vice President of Manufacturing and Training, Keith Epperson, says the course is taught solely through an e-learning platform. It is self-paced and will last 5 weeks, running from October 12th through November 14th. You can register online at afia.org. As we approach harvest, DuPont Pioneer agronomist Ron Guise has some advice for farmers.
Well, I think one of the things that now lends itself to, now's the best time to consider what worked for you, but what didn't work. Do we have weed problems? Do we have insect problems? Do we have disease problems? Now's the time to set those plans up for next year, to develop a good plan so that you're prepared to handle it when next season comes along.
And I know that for some very noxious weeds, there are a lot of people who are really emphasizing cleaning out the combine from field to field.
Yeah, that's good sanitation. When your combine runs through, you're going to drag those weeds across that field. Let's not take it on to the next ones as you go through the harvest.
And what are some issues that maybe throughout the Midwest or throughout your region that you're noticing for farmers and maybe that they want to take into consideration when making plans for next year or for harvest this year?
Well, I've spent the last few days here at the farm show, and the number one question that comes up is, how do I control weeds in soybeans? We've got some good solutions for that. What it takes is to start with a good clean seed bed at planting time. That may involve a fall herbicide application or an early spring application, but let's start clean so you're not having to play catch up. Once you put your residual herbicide in the spring, before that runs out of gas, let's add another layer of residual over the top of that. Okay, a typical program that we would use in that situation, Angela, is to start with Enlight or Envive. I think you're in Southern Illinois or Central Illinois. Either of those two products start, make a good start. But before that runs out, let's say the first 10 days of June, come in with a second residual treatment, Cinch herbicide for instance, to extend the residual control later into the season so you're not having to catch up, not having to kill weeds that are 6-8 inches tall. You're ahead of those weeds instead of trying to play catch up.
It's all about being ahead of the game.
Well, that's right. It doesn't do much good to shut the barn door after the horse gets out now, does it, Angela?
Not really, no. You said that weeds and soybeans are kind of the number one question you're getting. Are there any close runner-ups?
Well, the next thing that dovetails with that is good weed control in corn. The weeds that go to seed in corn would be the ones that you'd have to fight in soybeans the next year. We use that same layered residual effect. Start with a good pre-emerge in your corn, Break Free, Cinch, Prequel, one of those herbicides, Instigate, and then follow that up with an early post-emerge application before the weeds are out of control. Follow up with some Realm Q herbicide.
And when it comes to these resistant weeds that are really starting to get quite alarming, do you have any advice for farmers other than just get them early?
Get them early. Check your modes of action. Use multiple modes of action. So if one product is getting weak on you, you have another one already there to help take its place and pick up the slack.
All right, very good. Well, do you have any final thoughts before we go here today?
Hey, look, we're heading into harvest season. It's always important to be safe. Remember, your job, Mr. Farmer, is to feed the world, and the world's getting hungrier, and we want to do a better job to keep people fed and healthy and happy.
Again, that was DuPont Pioneer agronomist Ron Guise. Traditionally, farmers overseed clover into cool-season grass pastures in February, but producers may want to try it in September. University of Missouri Extension forage specialist Rob Kallenbach says research shows that seeding clover on fields that have been grazed short gives decent establishment of clover in the fall.
And what's nice about that is coming in into next spring, those plants are more established than those that we would have seeded, say, in February, and they get us off to a little faster start for next year's clover.
Kallenbach says pastures should be grazed down to 1 to 2 inches before seeding the clover. He also says applying nitrogen is absolutely the wrong thing to do when seeding clover in September.
What we're trying to do is minimize the competition from the existing grass plants. The nitrogen fertilizer would provide much more benefit to the grass that, we're trying to control and sort of keep in check than it would the establishing clover plants, and so that's the reason we wouldn't want to use it.
Kallenbach suggests farmers give it a try and see how they get along with it. He says it's a good way to jumpstart clover for next spring. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.